is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
This one's called Shambles. 1, 2, 3, 4.
shambles. I'm in shambles. I'm in shambles, man. I'm in shambles,
yeah. can only tell what you feel. Want you to stay with me. Want you to stay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
It's not that we're angry, it's just that we're both a little lukewarm. Yeah, 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 yeah. Think back to when a kiss was more than hello, goodbye. When I noticed your haircuts, and when you told me white lies. When words like I love you were more than habit unchecked, you made me feel like I could walk on water. Now I'm up to my neck. Maybe it's something I said, and maybe it's something I did. Maybe there's no special reason, but baby, why won't you admit it? Recently what we had going has run its course and gone. It's not that we're cold, it's not that we're angry, it's just that we're both a little lukewarm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just be honest, say what you want. to admit it. Recently what we had going has run its course and gone. It's not that we're cold, it's not that we're angry, it's just that we're both a little lukewarm.
come say hey now. I'm gonna be a brighter day.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad.
Weird. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Whoa, whoa. Thank you. Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of freeform music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Boston cream. catches eye, and suddenly I'm thinking of you. A hint of cologne you used to call your own, that smell reminds me of you. Years pass by in the blink of an eye before you and I were through. Now that man walks by, I think about you and I, and then I think only of you. Think of day one, I knew you weren't the one, but hey, you were so damn cute. With that sexy smile, we used to talk for a while, or just be when the talking was through. By someone completely new. I think of your child with her beautiful smile, and then I think only of you. These days I'm good, I'm doing exactly what I should. I'm doing what I need to do. But all it takes is one little mistake. Something reminds me of you. A song. That song drifts by, I think about you and I, and then I think only of you. Man walks by, and in the blink of an eye, I'm in a place that I always knew. To cry, and I can't explain why, 'cause I'm glad that you and I are through. But still, I think, oh,